Welcome to this edition of Energize, the podcast presented by Surrey Yakin EMC. This is Casey Martin, Communications Specialist for Surrey Yakin Electric Membership Corporation. SYEMC is a member-owned electric cooperative situated in the Yakin Valley area of Northwest North Carolina, serving members in Surrey, Yakin, Stokes, Wilkes, and Forsyth counties. We look forward to our time during Energize so we can share more information about Surrey Yakin Electric with you. Today's focus is on capital credits, one of the key differences in a not-for-profit cooperative versus a for-profit company. Joining me today are Wendy Questenberry, Capital Credit Specialist, and Holly DePrisco, Member Services Representative too. Wendy and Holly specialize in helping member owners and their family members with any questions regarding capital credits. One of the unique pieces of the cooperative business model is the seven cooperative principles that we follow. One of those principles is members' economic participation, and that is where capital credits come into play. Wendy, can you please explain what a capital credit is?
Yes. Surrey Yadkin is an electric cooperative, which is a not-for-profit organization that operates at the cost to provide service only. At the end of each fiscal year, any excess margins or remaining funds that we have after expenses are paid are allocated back to the member owners in the form of capital credits.
Thank you. During the month of April and May, our member owners will start seeing a notice about their capital credit allocations for the year of 2023 on their bills. Wendy, what is the difference in a capital credit allocation, which they see in the spring, and a capital credit retirement, which they will see on their bill in the fall?
Okay. The first notification in the spring are when the excess margins or capital credits are allocated. For instance, on your bill in spring of 2024, the cooperative will notify you of the capital credit allocations you've earned for the fiscal year of 2023. A record of each member owner's capital credits is kept on file by the year of allocation. The second time a member owner will hear about capital credits is in the fall, if the board of directors retire or pay out capital credits if financial conditions allow. This is typically prior to the annual meeting, which is held in October. Surrey Yadkin retires its capital credits on a FIFO method, or first in, first out, meaning the first members on our system will be the first ones paid out. Once a year, the board will vote to retire the oldest years or a portion of years as a general retirement based on financial conditions. For example, 100% of the capital credits from 1998 and 50% from 1999 were retired in the fall of 2023. Member owners who were on Surrey Yadkin system in those years received a capital credit as a bill credit that year.
Thank you. I know that we get questions about what those allocated funds are used for between the time they are allocated this year and when they are actually retired to the member owner in the future. Do you mind explaining that?
No, I don't mind. The cooperative must retain a portion of each year's earnings as equity or equity capital to use for a period of time. Like any business, a cooperative must have adequate funds to pay bills and make investments in the system. Some of those investments include building new lines, upgrading equipment, and improving service reliability through projects such as new transmission lines and substations. Adequate funds to serve as reserves for risk management, such as storm damage, also must be considered.
Holly, can you please explain the process of how former member owners can request their capital credits as an early retirement? Why are they discounted?
Once a member is no longer active with us and has an active account, we do mail out a letter to notify that member to be able to settle on any early retirement for those capital credits. If they would like to do so, they can email us or contact us by phone, and we would then mail them an application that they could complete on there and then return back, and then we would process those capital credits to them at that time. And then when the capital credits are retired before the normal retirement cycle, there are risks associated with an early retirement of those capital credits. The main risk is the uncertainty of the future need for capital. When we perform an early retirement of capital credits, such as a retirement to an estate or a special retirement, the refund of capital credits must be discounted to net present day value to treat our members fairly. Members electing to take an early retirement will receive a discounted amount of their capital credits because they are receiving their capital credit retirement before the normal retirement cycle.
If a member or a former member passes away, is there a way their next of kin can claim their capital credits?
Yes. Once the member has passed away, the family member, whoever that is over the estate of that member, would come in. You can get the application form for them to complete along with the documents of the death certificate and the qualification letter from the clerk of court. And we would be able to complete that and along with transferring the service or either disconnecting the service as well.
Okay. And that was my next question. Is there anything else you want to add for as far as how to handle a deceased member's capital credits, how that might affect their power service of the residency?
Yes, the service does have to be out of the member's name so that we can process those capital credits. So it can be transferred over into a family member or whoever that would be taking over that service, or if they would, the family would request to have that disconnected.
Okay, thank you. Wendy, what happens to unclaimed capital credits?
Unclaimed capital credits, we hold on to those for 3 years. We do send out notifications letting the member know that we do have money to refund. We give them 3 years. After 3 years, we do escheat any unclaimed monies to the state of North Carolina. If you go to the Unclaimed Cash, North Carolina Unclaimed Cash website, you should be able to find it through that.
If you have additional questions about your capital credits, please reach out to us at 336-356-8241. As we sign off for this edition of Energized, I hope this information was helpful, and I look forward to spending time with you on another episode soon. You can find information on Surrey Yakin EMC 24 hours a day at syemc.com. This is Casey Martin signing off, and until next time, remember to stay energized.